USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan congressional committee announcing late yesterday they've reached a tentative deal on border security that could avert a government shutdown on Friday. President Trump says he doesn't know any specifics about the committee's plan, saying on the sidelines of a campaign rally in El Paso, Texas last night that he still is demanding a wall be built at the border with Mexico. The president also commented on a dueling rally that was being held just a few blocks away from where he was speaking by former Texas Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke.
Number one, very few people showed up to his rally, and this place is packed with thousands and thousands outside, and I guess he challenged us to an event, so maybe this means he's going to have to drop out of the race because this was not a good situation for him. I don't know why he did it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Day two of a public school teacher strike in Denver, though the Denver Public Schools and the teachers' union are expected to go back to the negotiation table today. Better pay is the big demand from teachers. The Catholic Church is still dealing with its problems, but now the Southern Baptist Church leaders are condemning decades of sexual abuse involving their clergy that have been revealed in a just-concluded investigation. And here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The Houston Chronicle and San Antonio Express News, in an expansive investigation, named 220 pastors, ministers, deacons, volunteers, Sunday school teachers, and others who were found guilty of sexually abusing churchgoers over 20 years. More than 250 have been charged, and roughly 380 Southern Baptist Church leaders and volunteers have faced allegations of sexual misconduct involving more than 700 victims. Some of the victims were molested repeatedly, and some were as young as three, according to the report.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues a five-nation European visit to Central Europe. With the latest, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
While in Budapest, Hungary, Secretary Pompeo expressed concern about the growing influence of both Russia and China in the region. As the interpreter translated his comments, he made the point of the Trump administration's commitment to Central Europe as compared to the past.
We've taken a fundamentally different approach in the Trump administration. We've now had 14 senior-level U.S. visits throughout Central Europe in just the first 2 years of this administration. I won't tell you how many there were in the previous administration, but it starts with a Z.
With tax season underway, the Internal Revenue Service says Americans are a bit more sluggish in filing their returns this year. The number of individual tax returns received in the first week, down more than 12% from last year at this time. The IRS also reporting a sharp 25% drop in the total number of tax returns actually processed in the opening week of tax season. The news comes as the average refund on tax returns so far this year has been down by about 8%, averaging $1,900 this year. And it looks like the Heart reunion tour is on. The Wilson sisters have moved on since their falling out 3 years ago. They will take part in the all-female The Love Alive tour, which kicks off July 9th in St. Louis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.